Hello, welcome to the Little Listener's Library. My name is Amelia, and the book I'm going to read today is called Poles Apart, written by Jean Willis and illustrated by Jarvis. So, are you ready? Let's go. As everyone knows, penguins are found at the South Pole and never at the North Pole. At least not until the day the Pilchard Browns got lost on their way to a picnic. Mr. Pilchard Brown was in charge of the map. He told everyone to turn right at the snowman, which was wrong. Now, here they all were, on the other side of the world, Mr. and Mrs. Pilchard Brown, Peaky, Poots and Pog, drifting towards an enormous, furry, white something. Is it a lion? Is it a tiger? Asked Peaky and Poots. Is it a picnic blanket? Asked Pog. The enormous something looked them up and down. He had never seen anything like the Pilchard Browns before. I'm Mr. White, he said. I'm a polar bear. And you are?
Parrots, said Peaky and Poots. Pork pies, said Pog.
We're penguins, said Mrs. Pilchard Brown. What are you doing here? Wondered Mr. White. This is where polar bears live, not penguins. We're going to a picnic at the South Pole, said Pog. This is the North Pole, my friends, said Mr. White. The South Pole is 12,430 miles that way. So I was a few miles out, shrugged Mr. Pilchard Brown. Anyone can make a mistake.
Don't think of it as a mistake, said Mr. White. Think of it as a big adventure. I have often dreamt of being the first polar bear to reach the South Pole.
Mummy says we should always follow our dreams, said Peaky.
Daddy says we should always follow him, said Poots.
Lead the way, Mr. White, said Mrs. Pilchard Brown. The penguins followed Mr. White over land and sea.
Eek! Said Peaky.
Whoa! Said Poots.
Can we have our picnic now? Said Pog.
But it wasn't the best spot, so they followed Mr. White all the way to America.
Howdy, said Mr. Pilchard Brown.
Busy, said Peaky.
Buzzing, said Poots.
Can we have our picnic? Said Pog.
Not now, dear, said Mrs. Pilchard Brown. America was awesome, but it wasn't home. So they followed Mr. White all the way to
England.
How do you do? Said Mr. Pilchard Brown.
Grey, said Peaky.
Grand, said Poots.
Can we have our picnic? Said Pog.
Not now, dear, said Mrs. Pilchard Brown. England was charming, but it wasn't home. So they followed Mr. White all the way to
Italy.
Ciao, said Mr. Pilchard Brown.
Wet, said Peaky.
Wonderful, said Poots.
I need a wee, said Pog.
Not in there, dear, said Mrs. Pilchard Brown.
Italy was magnifico, but it wasn't home. So they followed Mr. White all the way to India.
Namaste, said Mr. Pilchard Brown.
Hot, said Peaky.
Huge, said Poots.
Put the python down, dear, said Mrs. Pilchard Brown. India was dazzling, but it wasn't home. So they followed Mr. White all the way to
Australia.
G'day, said Mr. Pilchard Brown.
Faster, said Peaky.
Fun, said Poots.
Can we have our picnic now? Said Pog.
Soon, said Mrs. Pilchard Brown.
Australia was bonza, but it still wasn't home. So they followed Mr. White over the land and over the sea. On and on they went. But of all the wonderful places in the world, there was no place like home.
Are we nearly there yet? Said Peaky, Poots and Pog.
It's not far now, said Mr. White. And they followed him left, right, left, right, all the way home.
Please stay, Mr. White, said Peaky and Poots. You can share our picnic, said Pog.
So Mr. White stayed, and for a while he was happy. But the South Pole wasn't his home. He was a polar bear, and polar bears don't live there. Which is why he said goodbye and walked 12,430 miles all the way back to the North Pole where he belonged. He'd followed his wildest dream and had the best adventure. Even so, he was sad to think that he would never see a penguin again. But, to Mr. White's delight, he did.
Hello, how did you get there? He said.
Where's your family?
Here we are, said Mr. Pilchard Brown.
Someone put my egg in your hat, said Mrs. Pilchard Brown.
Peaky and Poots pointed at Pog.
Can we have our picnic now? He said.
And although the North Pole isn't home to penguins, Mr. White was always happy to see friends.
Welcome back, he said.
The end.
What a lovely story about a great adventure all around the world. I wonder, have you ever been anywhere else around the world? You might have driven there. You might have gone on a plane. You might have gone on a boat. See if you can think of a time where you've gone on an adventure around the world and tell a grown-up or your friends all about it.
Thank you for coming to the Little Listener's Library. We'll see you soon.